Welcome to the third episode of Level Up, the ultimate podcast for all things gaming. I'm your host, Cece Odenbaugh, and today I have to admit something to you guys. I'm not a fanatic on mobile gaming. There's just something about it where I'm old-fashioned, and I would just prefer it to be on a bigger screen. I mean, I play Fishdom. The farming games, but that's really all I have done. I haven't really been hyped up or intrigued by any mobile games, but today, that might change. Today, we have the one, the only, the lovely Lauren Shinosky.
Hello.
And she's going to talk about one of her passions. I called it a passion. Are you ready? Cookie Run. So, hey, baby girl, mind introducing yourself to the lovely listeners?
Hi, my name is Lauren Shinosky. I'm a theater major, design and technology. Where are my costume heads at?
So true. So Lauren and I have been besties since what? Freshman, sophomore year?
I would say so, yes.
So true. And now we live together with two other lovely human beings. But ever since I've known Lauren, she has always played Cookie Run. She loves it. I feel like there isn't a day where you aren't playing
it. Yeah, it's embarrassing.
I wouldn't say it's embarrassing. I actually think it's kind of funny. You're just, every time you're on the couch,
I have to grind. I have to grind.
You do. It's so true. But I feel like I don't really know much about it. I might have asked a few questions here and there, but I really haven't learned the lore. I haven't learned what is Cookie Run. But today, that's about to change. Today, I'm going to learn about Cookie Run. We are going to learn about Cookie Run. So I've done a little research in 15 minutes because I didn't want anything.
That's about all you need.
Too crazy. But guys, there is a whole Cookie Run Kingdom website, which I was not expecting. I mean, maybe this is normal for mobile games, but I would not know because I don't play them. But briefly looking at it, this website is in depth. You've got cookies, you've got adventure, you've got battles, you've got kingdom, you've got guilds. this is in depth.
I'm a guild leader.
I don't know what that means, but slay. That's funny. But there's this whole, I did want to ask you, they have this whole like Cookie Run Kingdom story on there. I'm going to read it to you. And I want to know if it's anything big, like if it plays a big role in the game,
period,
or if it's just background lore. But anyway, it says, in the distant past, after the chaos of iron and flame subsided, many creatures baked by the witches scattered across the world. Among them were five cookies graced with soul jam of the purest kind. Wise and powerful, they rallied others to their cause. As kings and queens, they ruled the cookies, bringing a golden age of peace and prosperity. But this age was not fated to last. A harbinger of darkness appeared and let the shadow and evil infest the land. And once more, the world erupted into chaos. But the five cookie heroes, guardians of peace, have risen. Twilight falls and the war for the cookies' destiny has begun. So, what is this, Lauren?
Okay, so basically, yeah. So at the very beginning, I think Cookie Run Kingdom, the game, came first, and then came Cookie Run Oven Break. So they're different. They have a crossover of characters, though. But that's like the basic lore for every game. That is like the basis.
How many games are there?
There are four.
Four?
Yeah, there's Cookie Run Kingdom, Cookie Run Oven Break, Cookie Run Tower of Adventures, which is the newest game, and then there's Cookie Run Witch's Castle, I think. I don't play that one. Why not? It's like Fishdom. It's like you're tapping little blocks, or it's like what's the one with the king dude?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's just basic, and I don't find it as interesting as the other ones.
Okay. So you play the other three then?
Yes, I play the other three every day, and I grind.
So they're each their own separate games then, are they?
Yes.
Is the game mechanics pretty similar? Like, are you doing the same thing on these games?
No, you're doing something pretty much completely different. I mean, there is some crossover, so it's a gacha game, which is, like, pretty familiar in a lot of, like, Japanese companies that make mobile games and games in general. Like, for our listeners out there that know what Love Live is, there are a bunch of, like, They're a bunch of girls who sing and dance, but a lot of their game mechanics are drawing for characters.
Oh, interesting.
So you draw for characters that are then playable, and Cookie Run is the same. And that's the same across every game. You use your points, they're diamonds. You use your diamonds to draw for characters.
Okay.
And that's how you get characters.
Interesting.
To then play the game.
So when you're starting the game, what do you start out with?
You start out with Ginger Brave, Wizard Cookie. They're kind of different. Your starters are always different for every game. Ginger Brave is a pretty consistent one, and he just looks like a gingerbread man. There's, like, nothing complicated about him.
Okay.
There's also Angel Cookie. There's the girl version of Ginger Brave. I forget what her name is. But they're just the basic, like, tutorial characters. You don't really play them. Like, they're not, like...
So just to learn how to play the game.
Yeah.
Interesting. So, like, a little tutorial.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. So... I know that you've been playing this game for a long time. So how did you get into it? Like, how did you know, first learn about it? Stretching your brain back.
Yeah, like, a lot of people actually cosplay cookies.
Oh,
like, there are so many designs out there, and they're actually, like, a very diverse set of characters, so there's a lot of opportunity for everyone to dress up as them.
Period.
And some of their outfits are pretty complicated, so they're a good challenge to cosplayers, I think. So I'm pretty sure I found out when I cosplayed in, like, middle school and high school that that's how I got to it.
So you've been playing the game longer than I've known you.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And I've had different phases. Like, at Harlaxton, I re-downloaded it because I saw Elise playing it. And I was like, hold on a damn minute. I'm playing that.
So you deleted Cookie Run and you just got back into it after Harlaxton?
Kind of, yeah. Like, freshman year, I was really, really into it. And I used to play it all the time. And then I went, hold on, I need a step back. Because there is a point, like, if there's not a new update, I'm so high level in Oven Break and Cookie Run Kingdom that sometimes it gets boring.
Oh. Have you ever, like, restarted it?
Mm-mm.
I see. Haven't dared to try again.
No, just because that would be annoying. Like, I would be bored.
Couldn't do it again. So it doesn't have replayability.
It doesn't, Magic. Doesn't. Like, if you were to restart it, like, I am level 50 on Cookie Run Kingdom, which doesn't sound like a high level, but that was the max level for about 2 years.
Oh.
So I've been at that max level.
Have they increased it at all?
Yeah. So right now I'm on, like, 52 or 53, but it takes a very long time to level up your kingdom.
Intriguing.
But it's a little, like, all of those mechanics are different across different games. Like, right now in Cookie Run Tower of Adventures that just came out, like, in April, I think, like, I'm already at, like, level 53.
Interesting. So what's the new cap for level?
I actually don't know. I think it might be 60.
Oh, okay. So still not that much higher than what you're at.
Mm-mm.
Intriguing. Is this a cap for all games? Like, is it?
No. Like, I think Tower of Adventures is pretty high up there, like 100. And then Oven Break, it's, like, unlimited. Like, I'm level, like, 250 or something over that.
Dang, that's kind of crazy. So, what is Cookie Run? Can you break it down? Can you teach me what Cookie Run is?
Yeah, so, because Cookie Run has those four separate games, like, they're a little different. Like, Cookie Run Kingdom is kind of like your farmdom in a way. You know, it's like those farm games. It's like you're creating goods, you're selling those goods. By train, you're selling them choo-choo. By train, exactly, or you're sending your goods to different cookies that have, like, requests or whatever, and then you get, like, money for that.
So the cookies are just characters, they're just, like, people.
Yeah, they're little characters, like, and there's usually a new character or two every month that have different abilities, like, they're, like, current drive is Beast Yeast.
Beast Yeast?
Yes, it's a horrible,
what
horrible
is
name.
That?
It's so the main thing about Cookie Run Kingdom is that you're also defending your kingdom against, like, monsters.
Oh, basically. The evil.
So you're forming a team of five cookies to defeat certain enemies, and you have to figure out what cookie is best to defeat that enemy because they all have different powers.
So there's strategy behind this?
Yes. That's, like, people insane. On Reddit, like, I get most of my help from Reddit or YouTube.
get it.
Yeah, because people are like, yeah, I can't beat this level. I need some help. I'm using these cookies. And then people in the comments are like, oh,
you're wrong.
Use this, this, and this, and you're good. And they're like, oh my gosh, that worked immediately.
Huh. So how many cookie characters are playable in total then? If you've got different strategies for them and all of that stuff.
So I'm like, I always have a different set of cookies. I'm opening the app for you.
Oh, great. Love this.
But I think there's like 170 different playable characters.
That's a lot.
And I have all of them except the new cookie that just dropped.
Oh, because guys, there was an update. What was it, yesterday? 2 days ago? She couldn't play it for like 2 hours.
I was so mad. I was so mad.
She's just on that couch and she had to watch TV, guys. She couldn't play her cookie run. She had to watch
mad.
TV.
I was mad. Let's see. Oh, I was wrong. I overshot the number. There are 133 playable characters.
That's
right now.
Still a lot.
132.
Oh, she's almost there. So were those, so was that, it's 133 with the new update?
Yes.
Oh, intriguing. So what, do you have like a, I know that you said that you play two, right? You play two specific, do you have a favorite?
Do I have a favorite cookie? I think the vibes change.
Mm.
Like a lot of their designs are so cute and also like, it depends on what you're doing. So like if I'm going through levels where I'm fighting against monsters, mm-hmm. usually you have like a set team per like, I don't know. The easiest way I can describe it is there's islands with a certain set amount of playable games and you switch from island to island once you complete them.
Interesting. Okay.
So usually, like, when there's a new cookie that just drops, you want that cookie so you can play the new land that just opened because that's going to be the best cookie for that island.
Okay.
I mean, I really like all my girlies.
Do you have, so you said there's five of them that you play with?
Yeah, you always play with five.
Okay. So do you have a staple, like, three, and then you switch out to there kind of thing?
I love Cotton Cookie. She's really cute. She came out a couple of years ago.
Okay.
And she's kind of wintry. I think she came out during wintertime because usually, like, their outfits and their vibe are associated with the season they come out in.
Oh, okay.
Not all the time, but it's, you know, like, if there's a cookie with an ice type, maybe they're in winter. Mm. I mean, right now we just had the big, like, fire and brimstone release, so they're all fiery, and that's not necessarily fall to me, but...
And you said that there really isn't much fire stuff in there, right?
I mean, there is, like, the biggest cookie is Pedia Dragon Cookie, and...
What do you mean by biggest? Like, just sheer size, or, like, the best?
It's size, and it's also... So there's like a subset. There's a hierarchy of cookies.
Okay.
There are your ancient category of cookies. Then there's, ancient. Sorry,
is there a category that's like the best?
Ancient is your best.
Mm, okay.
So there are how many? So there's ancient, legendary, super epic, epic. And I think it's rare. And that's your hierarchy of cookies.
Interesting.
So
I would think that rare is not better than ancient.
Mm-mm.
Mm, okay.
And then the new category is beast.
That's bad.
And that's the new cookie that was just released. His category is beast. But yeah, there are six ancient cookies. And then there's a handful of legendary. And like those are most of the cookies you use. But there is a cap of how many legendary and ancient cookies you can have in a group. And that max is three.
I guess that makes sense. Or else you would be two boss.
Yes.
To boss lady for it. Is there, I guess since the ancients are like the best, what makes them the best? Do they just have good like power combos or whatever?
Yeah. So they have stronger attacks. They're just, they're built different. That's the only way I can describe them well. So like if I go in here and I click, their power level, who has the highest power, they're all like, within the binary, so, like, the power, my highest cookie with the highest power is Sea Fairy Cookie, and she's at 800,000 level of power. But, like, some of my cookies that I use from, like, a day-to-day are, like, 600,000.
Okay. Interesting. Are those... So, when you're in combat, which... Does it depend on... So, when you're playing... Each game, because I know that you said one was sort of like farming simulator-ish.
Yeah, this is Kingdom.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's a different one? Or are you talking about Kingdom?
I'm talking about Kingdom.
Okay.
I have Kingdom open right now, ready to go.
ready to play. She's ready to play. Is there a lot of combat in the Kingdom one, or is it just kind of...
Yes, so Kingdom and Tower of Adventures are, I would say, like, combat-based, more so, like, Tower of Adventures is very combat-based, but Kingdom is kind of, like, both. So it's like, yeah, you're collecting goods, you're making goods, you're selling goods, but you're also fighting in battles against other players, or you're fighting like enemies within like the little islands they have. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a mix of both.
Okay. So when you're in combat, is combat the same in both games or
no?
Okay. So the 5 character thing, that's just only within Kingdom?
Yep.
Okay. So when you're playing 5 characters, you choose your 5 characters based on whatever big boss you're up against?
Or... Yeah, so, and also, so all the cookies have a lot of subcategories you have to, like, know. So, like, there's range, there's the fist one, whatever that one is. It's charged. There's range, charge, magic, bomber, support, and there's the knife one. I forget that one, with the ambush.
So are those just different types of combat that they do?
Yeah, so, like... if you're a ranged cookie, you're using a bow and arrow, right, essentially. If you're a charge cookie, usually it's a cookie bigger in size, and they look like they can beat you up. That's like a charge cookie.
So they're buff.
Cookie. Yeah.
They're your buff guys, yeah. Your tanks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
I love a tank.
Mm-hmm, I love a tank.
So in the other game, then, how does the combat in that one work?
Okay, so Tower of Adventures, which is, again, the newest game, that one is more adventure-based. So, like, you're in a set level, you only have 3 cookies of your choosing.
Okay.
And they're not quite as advanced yet, so there's, like, basic cookies, rare cookies, and epic cookies.
Okay.
They don't have anything above that yet. And what's interesting about, Tower of Adventures is they have brand new cookies that are not in any other game, which they don't really do. Usually they copy and paste characters throughout the games, which Tower of Adventures does have, like, Ginger Brave and all of, like, the basic ones. Mm-hmm. And a lot of
OG ones.
Yeah. But, there's a lot of original characters on there. And every game has original characters, and they don't cross, like, apps.
Okay.
So it's like...
So some are special to... Mm-hmm. The game.
Mm-hmm.
When did Tower of Adventures?
Yes.
When did it come out? You said it was the most recent one.
Like April.
Oh, so like 2024?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were thinking like, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because they also tried to do, I forget what the game company is called, but they, the owners of Cookie Run tried to put out this game called Brick City. And it was really cute. I enjoyed it. It was pretty similar. I don't know how to describe it. Kind of like a Sims situation.
Oh, okay.
But it failed.
Oh.
It failed. Like, I was waiting for the new update for months and months and months. And I was, like, on the forums, like, looking, like, on their Twitter, too, to see what was going on. And I think it was just a failed project. I don't think it did well.
That sucks.
So it seems like Cookie Run is their money maker.
Well, you play it. You sure do.
So true. I don't spend real money on it, though.
Yeah.
Hot I did take. It one I... time.
The truth comes out. What did you spend money on, Lauren?
There's like a daily, like, I don't, like the thing in Fortnite where, like, I don't know. That was my
Fortnite. We about to get down.
Get down. It's like the daily gamer pass. Like, you get extra... higher rewards.
But it's just for a day?
No. It's not just for a day. It's like for the 3 weeks that the current promotion is going on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like how you level up, like you do certain tasks to get certain rewards and it like gains points. Does
okay.
that make sense?
I think so.
And then like there's 2 rewards on either the non-pay scale and the pay scale.
It's like a
reward.
So you get
both. So you get both rewards if you pay money.
Okay. How much money did you spend?
It was, like, I think $8.
Oh, okay.
Like, for, like, 21 days of rewards.
Was it worth it?
I mean, it was at one point, but now it's, like, there's no point in spending money because I know, like...
I'd rather spend money on a sweet treat.
I would rather spend money on a sweet treat, girl. I'd rather have a sandwich from Panera for $8.
Playing for Cookie Run.
I have considered it. There is times where
truth comes out.
There is times when my finger is on like the press to pay and I'm like, no, I shouldn't do that.
For both games or for Kingdom or Tower of Adventures?
Not, I will say like, in terms of ranking, I really like Tower of Adventures and Oven Break right now. And I play Kingdom to make sure I get the cookies I want. But sometimes, like, I literally just do a check-in and, like, my daily tasks. But I don't do a lot. Like, I don't really care for the combat.
Gotcha.
Like, because you can put the combat on auto. So I don't have to do anything except let it play.
Oh. Well, that seems kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's kind of silly. Like,
why would they put that on there?
I mean, I don't actually know how to fight them without the option. I'm not good at it.
That's fair.
So a lot of times I just like do my daily tasks and then I close out of the game and then I grind on Tower of Adventures or Oven Break.
So those are your... So Tower of Adventures, it sounds like that's the one that you play the most?
I would say I play Oven Break more, actually.
Oh.
But I would say like...
So what's Oven Break then?
Okay, well, Oven Break is... I think... think about Jetpack Joyride.
Okay.
How, like, your character is moving up and down to get coins, avoiding obstacles. It's like an obstacle
course
with a moving background.
I've seen you play this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's like that shape game where you're playing that triangle you're rolling and you're jumping over the spikes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So it's basically that. But what I like about it is that they have a lot of cute, like, unique cookies that, again, don't appear in any other game. But I like the game mechanics a lot because, like, in the gacha system, they changed it recently, actually. It's much different than it used to be.
Oh,
like,
that's okay.
I'm a veteran Cookie Run player.
He's a veteran.
Because I know how the old ways were. And I think the system is actually a lot better. I didn't like it at first, but
okay,
I do think it's more successful. So you actually don't... This is how their gacha works. So I guess it is different from Tower of Adventures and Kingdom. You pay a certain amount of diamonds for every cookie that comes out.
Okay.
So there's like a set price. It's like for a cookie, it's 2,900 diamonds. And for their pet that comes along...
Pet?
Yeah, there's pets in this one. I guess it's a pet. It's kind of like
cookie's pet.
It's like a It's like a pet or a sidekick. So sometimes they are like actual little animal things, and other times it's like
so it's not a
they're
cookie
an object
have.
like a
like a bucket.
Yes. No, literally like a bucket or a flower.
What did the buckets thighs. Do?
Well, so all of the cookie pets assist the cookies in some way. So, like, sometimes they give you more health. Sometimes they give you some sort of power up.
Okay.
And sometimes they rescue you if you fall down in a hole. Like, they do have an essential function to the game.
Interesting. How do you get diamonds then?
So you get them from completing, like, runs. You get – if you hit, like, a certain amount of points in the run you're doing, and then you get certain rewards based off of the scale you're at. So it's like diamond, emerald, bronze, and gold.
Oh, okay. So that's why you always want the little gold coins when you're collecting it, right? Mm-hmm. They give you more. I'm connecting the dots now.
Yeah, so there's not a gacha on the cookies, but there's a gacha on the treasures, the costumes, and the jelly shapes that you play with and collect. So like for
There's a lot.
There's a
lot that goes into this.
I know. That's why I think I like Oven Break the most is because there's a lot that goes into it, but it's not like just the auto combat.
Yeah.
Like, I have to physically do it and I find it fun.
Well, that's good.
I'll open up the app.
Do a little demonstration.
So there's a new cookie out, which I already have him.
Because Oven Break?
I'm a girl boss. Yes.
You are.
Let me check what his name is. I can't say that. It is Agent Cookie. There's another word in between there, but I don't want to butcher it. And Agent Cookie is kind of like a lawyer. Like, that's kind of his personality.
He's a cookie lawyer?
Yeah. And his pet is called Radish. But it's R, it's like R dot A dot, like it looks like an acronym for something.
Oh.
I don't know what it stands for.
So it's
for.
A radish? like it that doesn't food.
Look, does that look like, it looks like an orange slice.
That does look like an orange
It looks
slice.
Like an orange slice with an antenna on it.
Okay.
So his description, I'll read, that might be helpful. Creates pickled radish jelly party items every 23.1 seconds. Energy drains 70% slower during skill activation. 100,000 points for pickled radish jellies. So that's what
it sounded like it complete produces. Gibberish.
Yeah, it is kind of like, it makes sense to me, but it's like,
if you play the game and you know the mechanics, and yeah, you know what it jelly sense. Means or whatever, because I don't jellies, know what that means.
Jellies are like how you get points.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So there's
jellies.
There's also, yes, you want the jellies. So a lot of the times the jellies represent themselves as little bears.
Okay. Like but a gummy bear?
Yes, pretty much. But you can change their skins.
Why would you do that?
Well, so that they represent, like, if you're bored of, like, the basic, like, Cookie Run, like, they just, like little bears that are either blue, pink, or yellow, then you can change them up and they can be cuter or whatever. They have goth bears and they have, like for neon.
Whatever you're feeling in the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
Gotcha. Do you want to give a final sales pitch?
A final sales pitch?
Of Cookie Run?
Yes. You may feel like a little kid when you play it at first, but it is truly such a silly and fun game.
Yeah.
I grind on it. It's like probably a little ill. Like I should probably put a timer on every game I play.
Screen time limit.
Yeah, but it's something I can turn my brain off. Like it's colorful and it's fun. Like there's no drama. Like every time there's story, I skip it. Like all I do
She's
is
not
play.
Here for that.
I don't care about the lore. I don't.
Damn.
I don't care about the lore.
That's crazy.
I skip the story and I just play. I grind.
That's fair. Sometimes you just want the action.
Period.
Alrighty, you know it, folks. As always, Fireside Aces Radio is produced by Student Media. Student Media is a student organization at the University of Evansville. Student Media produces a Crescent magazine published online and in print 3 times a semester. Student Media produces several podcasts and utilizes design, photography, video, and sound towards experiential and academic learning and journalistic endeavors and engaging storytelling. Student Media elevates the voice of the student body and connects the campus and community to important information and points of view. So guys, that's a wrap on episode 3. Thanks for joining us and listening to us talk about Cookie Run. It was silly. Thanks, Lauren, for talking about it.
Thanks for having me, baby girl.
It was silly to have you here. And now I might be downloading Cookie Run. We'll see.
Let me give you my invite code so I get points.
Do you get promo? Do you get rewards?
It's like at Diamonds.
Oh, how much?
A lot.
Ooh, period. Alrighty, guys. This is us signing out. And we'll see ya. Well, I'll see ya next week. Ta-ta.